from Chapman University in the Health and Strategic Communications program. And this is a project that we had done to kind of as an exploratory project just to kind of get into the field a little bit of e-health and e-health systems. And I'll explain a little bit about what that's all about. So e-health is defined as the integration of internet into healthcare. And that's just a kind of general definition that we took. There's actually a lot of definitions for e-health, but we found that one is particularly useful for us and kind of broad that you can use it for a lot of different things. And the e-health systems that we are looking at are those that are the type that, say, Kaiser or other health insurance companies use, which help you to email your physician, to make appointments, review laboratory results. You can refill the prescriptions. And that kind of creates the ability for patients to better manage their care. And so when we were looking at this project, we wanted to know specifically, you know, what drives these individuals to use these programs. And when they use the programs, what's going to cause them to use them more frequently? If there's certain aspects to them that are very important to look at, that make them easy to use or make them more accessible, we wanted to kind of gain insight into that to better serve the communities that adopt these programs. So this is one of the theories that we looked at to address this issue. It's called the technology acceptance model. It's a spin-off of theory of reasoned action. And basically, with the technology acceptance model, the two major variables that you're looking at is perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness. And when both of these correlate at a high level, then there's an increased chance for behavioral interaction or intention, which will later on lead to actual behavior acceptance. So our dependent variable we were looking at is intensity of use. And our independent variables were perceived ease of use and perceived usefulness. And then we're also looking at self-perceived health status. And this is actually assessed in one question. It's for your age, would you rate your health as good, fair, poor, or bad? And we actually found when looking at the literature of about 27 community different studies that assessing your health in one question such as that is actually a better predictor of mortality than their objective health status. So we thought that that was a very interesting statistic to put in there. Internet dependency, we also included that because we felt that with e-health, if you're active on the internet, internet's very important to you, you're more likely to be using such things as e-health systems. Our hypotheses coming into this project, pretty much for most of ours, we thought that they would positively correlate. If you perceive the e-health system as easy to use or perceive it as useful, if you are highly dependent on the internet, you're more likely to use an e-health system. So our methods, our participants that we found, we actually had about 100 respondents. We sent out the survey through Facebook and Twitter, got anyone that would take our survey basically through our own walls or our pages. After cleaning, which means we basically eliminated people, one of our first questions was, do you use an e-health system? If you've said no, then we would drop you from the survey. If people also had to answer every single question of the survey or else we did not include them. So after cleaning, we had 42 respondents. All Facebook or Twitter users, 88% of them were female, 89% had a college or graduate degree, and the average income was greater than $75,000 a year. And majority of them were also Caucasian. The measures that we used were all previously validated scales from the literature review that we searched for. Chromebox alphas for all the scales were above 0.7. In most cases, they were 0.9 or so. But just for our intensity of use variable, that was about a 0.7. And we used Pearson product moment correlation to assess each of our variables. So this is the results from the survey. And as you can see, there's one significant correlation that came out of this, which was internet dependency. What was interesting is that perceived ease of use and usefulness did not necessarily correlate. But what's interesting is that each person that took the survey, they found the e-health systems very useful, very easy to use. And in general, each person had good health, but that did not necessarily correlate to increased frequency of use. But what did actually correlate was internet dependency. So if internet was very important to you, if you like to email, then you're more likely to use an e-health system. So a discussion about that project, internet dependency, intensity use correlate, that just makes sense. If you're on the internet often, you're more likely to use these. Perceived usefulness and ease of use did not correlate. So some of the questions that we had is possibly the technology acceptance model is not a good fit for that particular population. But what we'd like to do possibly is, you know, use this model to look at different populations, like such as maybe mental health issues, or maybe if people had more chronic issues like diabetes or so, maybe they'd be more inclined, because they have a need for an e-health system, maybe they would be more inclined to use it. Some of the other limitations is we had a fairly small sample after we went through the cleaning. It's very highly targeted, like I said, with only Twitter and Facebook users, and they're assumed to be very technology savvy. That was one of the other hypotheses that we had about our results, is that possibly because they're so technology advanced, for it to be easy to use or for it to be useful to them, I mean, they're already kind of at such a high level, it doesn't make as much a difference for their adoption rates. And it also was not randomly selected. So conclusions, this is basically just a kind of intro study to the research. We just wanted to kind of get our feet into it, see where everything is, kind of just try to do a little bit of exploratory research and build off of that. And, you know, we understand that, you know, future research in this area is definitely needed, and we kind of invite, you know, any questions or comments or suggestions from the audience just to kind of move this research forward.
Do we have a couple questions now, or would you rather go through the papers before we take questions? Okay. Okay. Oh, you have a quick question?
Yeah. What is the study based on? What theory? Do you have any social behavior theory?
Well, the theory of reason action, the TAM comes out of the theory of reason action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would just add one little piece to that, in that I think this was just a very pilot kind of study. Be interesting to compare sort of low-intensity users, which tend to be, you know, different kinds of populations, such as older adults, and compare and contrast how those different, how the perceptions of intensity of use for the different populations, and seeing how maybe the technology, the TAM would play out differently, I'm sure, for older adult populations who tend to be less frequent users than this really tech-savvy population that we had. But it was a really neat beginning project for the students. Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.